How should you deal with the troublemakers and disruptors on your team? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems. And in today's Leader Feeder, let's look at those difficult people and difficult situations that you can have on your team. Now, thankfully for most supervisors and frontline leaders, they will only have one or two people that really give them a lot of grief on their team. But should you just ignore those people or should you deal with it? I'm going to suggest to you that if you ignore them, a couple of things will probably happen. They'll end up continuing the behavior, and their coworkers will become resentful that they can get away with that behavior while they, the other good workers, cannot. And the people who are behaving badly are technically getting rewarded because you will have less and less to do with them. You'll essentially ignore those difficult people, and that just makes their behavior get worse. So I've got a few tips for how you can deal with these negative troublemakers or disruptors on your team. Tip number one is to be conversational and direct. Now, in another Leader Feeder episode, we talked about our BEER method for giving feedback. BEER is an acronym for Behavior, Effect, Expectation, and Result. The B, the behavior, is what they're doing that is particularly disruptive or problematic to you. The E is what happens because of that. That might make it difficult for their coworkers, it might make it difficult to hit your production numbers, or it might cause some other problems. The next E, of course, is expectation, and that means here's what I'd like you to do in the future. I'd like you to behave this way. And the R is, hey, when you do that, we should see better teamwork, better production rates, fewer quality mistakes, whatever that might be in terms of the outcome. Tip number two, escalate as needed. You'll often use the BEER method for quick, on-the-job, on-the-spot feedback, but if it's going to continue and be very pervasive, you're going to have to dig in deeper and actually make this a disciplinary talk. Now, that might involve your HR manager, HR team, or it might be something that is still within your responsibilities as a supervisor. Now you're getting to the point where you're writing the person up or executing a written warning into their file. Tip number three is thank them when they change. Now, I'm going to be positively optimistic that most people, when you confront them about a behavior that's no longer acceptable, they will start to change that behavior. And when they do, it's good for you to at least acknowledge it. Now, you don't want to get to the point where you make it embarrassing because you continue to make a big deal about it, and certainly it's not really good to joke about it after the fact. A simple acknowledgement may be all that it needs to let that person know that you see that they've made an effort to change and that you appreciate it. Now, once you've figured out how to deal with the troublemakers and disruptors on your team, you may decide that you want to work on some of your other leadership skills and behaviors, and of course, that's where we come in. We are experts in frontline leadership, and of course, it starts with a conversation on our website at uniquedevelopment.com, or why not join one of our communities of like-minded, proactive leaders on one of the many social media channels that we are on. And no matter what it takes, we really want to work with you to make you the best leader that you can be.